Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to Coco Ladies Wellness Corner. This is Session 8 and our final episode working with nutrition in a way for diet review. Thank you for tuning in. You can call in anytime too. If you have any questions, feel free to call in. The number is 347-215-8559. Again, that number is 347-215-8559. Are you breathing? Are you breathing well? Because life begins with that first good deep breath. We've covered a lot of information so far relating to food and good nutrition. I find that one of the most interesting and effective techniques through the years has worked for me in a good way is food combining. I can't say enough about that in order to jumpstart your diet routine, you'll find it a very easy way to lighten up your food intake by just combining your food regularly by the code of not mixing your protein foods with your carbohydrate or grain foods. Meaning you switch to your protein with a fruit or vegetable or your carbohydrate with a fruit or vegetable in each meal. It's not to say that you will no longer eat carbohydrates in this way in terms of normal, okay, or proteins. What you're doing is you're encouraging good digestion by just separating them as you eat. And if you do that, if even for one meal in the course of a whole day, you'll find that your body reacts in a very, very positive way. Okay, I would always take that one as more like the evening meal to be selective. But again, in jumpstarting a weight loss program, that's a good way to go. We're not excluding any of your nutrients. What we're doing is just blending them correctly. And I suggest that you do that. One of the other good ways to understand what you're eating and whether or not something is working well for you is to keep that food journal, writing it down. Make a list. Everything that goes in the mouth, you should be able to write it down and analyze it at the end of the day. when you do this, you can clearly see the foods that you really don't have working for you, that are just a matter of nibbling for the sake of nibbling rather than being clear with the plan. You know, the unexpected candy bar, for example, can be switched to a couple of fruit sticks, a piece of fruit, you know, but being armed with a plan when you go out the door. You can even cut the apple, for example, into slivers and only eat half at the first break that you have and half at the second break, okay? And maybe put three or four crackers to support that, and again, that's properly food combined. You know, it's not that that anything is unhealthy, but the example being if you're taking a piece of pizza, okay, and you have the carbohydrate which is in the crust and the cheese that's on top, okay, those two combinations as they go through your digestive tract are just becoming like glue. They're sticking in your intestinal tract and not moving. Okay, if you separate and not have the cheese on your pizza, I know who wants to do that, or maybe just lighten up the quantity of cheese you have on that. But if you really want good results, you'll separate them, just to let you know. Okay, and again, you know, there is the carbohydrates and not having it so overloaded with protein. Okay, a good way to maybe get going with that on your carbohydrates is if you're a person who normally eats a lot of rice. Okay, and you eat the rice at your dinner, but you also have a good slice of some kind of meat or fish. Okay, cut that in half. Cut the quantity of not only the serving of the rice, because it's the one serving is only 4 ounces of the rice, okay, but say it's a smaller quantity on your rice or pasta, and instead of having that normally large-sized piece of meat, cut the piece of meat in small little cubes in with the rice. Make sure you put some more vegetables in there, though. All the vegetables that you want, good way to go. But start looking in terms of your food combining of what it's doing internally rather than to back up inside of your system, maybe even causing you to have a more pouchier belly than you really should have. Okay, keep that in mind. And if you can pinch an inch at that waist, you know you've got some issues. Okay, and you want to be able to add in your stretching, good routine for exercise and fitness. Maybe it's too cold to be walking in the Massachusetts area out right now, but you want to add in more exercise. Walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator. Okay, take an extra lap around the course of the store or the mall in order to best serve your body with good activity. Drink plenty of water as you're out there moving around. Carry the water in your backpack or in your purse. You know, just have it handy so you're always flushing that body, adding fresh water, filtered water into your system to get rid of the fat that builds up. Not to mention those properties in the food preservatives that are on some of those labels. Have you read the labels of the foods that you eat nowadays? I've had 8 weeks to look over all of this. This is the 8th session. Okay, we're going to move on to something else as headaches for the next session coming up on Sunday. But for right now, we're looking, finishing up in a wrap for what's going on for good nutrition and to serve you towards weight loss. Are you breathing? Are you breathing well? Okay, remembering you're opening and closing the body. Take a full deep breath and take your arms and extend them. Close them back and bring them towards you. Okay, again, take a deep breath and stretch those arms out. Full deep breath. Exhale and bring them towards you. Okay, that's getting it going. First thing in the morning, that revolution of good breath. Okay, it should always be in your mind every morning to make sure your body is pumping and working properly. Working with the Afro-Chi Fitness, Afro-Chi Sun Shoe. You can find that on YouTube. Okay, be able to just see what the technique is like with that passive stretch. It's done very easily. Anyone can do it. A child, you know, a person who isn't well, you know, maybe in a wheelchair, you can do all parts of that with just a general passive stretch, opening and closing your body, gentle pulsing to help serve the lymphatic system to remove the waste toxins that build up naturally, and that gentle bouncing helps eliminate that, and that stretching before your activity on your job or whatever you're going to do. First thing in the morning helps support your body for that stretch, particularly, you know, your knees and legs. If you ever had to reach up or bend down to pick something up with that good Afro-Chi technique for stretching, serves your body so that you're not going to feel it suddenly as a pain or bright lights from a sudden jolt, okay? To be able to do that stretch privately in your own area, okay, will support your body right through the day. Are you breathing? Okay, let me get back on track here. We were talking before about foot care, and it's really important to make sure your feet are always healthy, particularly those folks who are following me through the Home Depot department there that, you know, have some interest to try to stay healthy with their body. I do respect that, and I thank you for tuning in. Okay, to be able to, you know, make sure that the feet are stretched in exercise. I mean, sometimes you're spreading up a long time, and you find that your feet and ankles are really tired. Take a golf ball, for example, and put it under the sole of your foot, and then roll it around. You can do it standing or sitting is good too, okay, but that helps to loosen those muscles underneath, and it actually supports through the reflexology points that are naturally there in the sole of your feet. So just think about that. A nice little hard golf ball, rolling it all over the bottom of the feet from your heel all the way to your toe, and remembering to take good deep breaths. Okay, you can do it from one foot and then do it over to the other foot. You'll be so surprised at the relief a simple golf ball can do for you. I always find that absolutely amazing. Someone gave me a golf ball one time, and I ended up just finding all kinds of ways to make that little pressure roll over my body. And and this is an insider tip, okay, I actually take that. Sometimes my upper body bothers me, and I'll just take that golf ball and I'll position it where it's right there underneath my scapula. That's what some people call the wing, okay, and press it to the wall. Okay, my back is to the wall, and that golf ball is right there under the scapula, and I can press my weight right into that ball, and I can move it around on my own. It is rather athletic or aerobatic there, but you can move it around, and it gives you so much relief. You would not believe it, and you might want to try it if you have a golf ball around. Not the same with a tennis ball, because the ball needs to be hard. Okay, so you can try that, and you'll be very surprised and be right back and thank me. And by the way, you can make comments to Afro-Chi Fitness at AOL.com. That's my email. That's Afro-Chi Fitness at AOL.com. I welcome any comment. Okay, so I want to cover something on the foot care going a little further. Okay, you want to be able to understand what goes on and changes in your feet from time to time. Okay, whether or not the nails are nice and evenly cut straight across, and, you know, the toenails, so they're not sharp to cut into another toe. You know, you can smooth that off with a little emery board. Okay, and make sure that you always have the clean socks daily, no holes, okay, in the socks, because holes wear against your feet, causing pain and irritation, even blisters. Okay, you want to make sure that your socks don't have real tight elastic that's cut off the circulation. Okay, I've known many a person as a massage therapist myself that would come in and have terrible leg pains on their feet, ankles, knees, and hips, okay, and didn't realize that their socks were cutting off the circulation in their leg, causing these extra pains. And I might add that some of them, you know, were easily on their way to surgery and had avoided that serious situation. Okay, so the first line of defense would be to make sure there's no restriction to your legs from your socks or anything uncomfortable in your shoes. Okay, so you want to be able to make sure you get your feet checked if you have any issue or concern by a reliable podiatrist. Are you breathing? Okay, there is the Achilles tendon, okay, which is the inflammation, okay, of the sheath around the ankles and tendons. It causes pain in the heels, ankles, and lower calves. Okay, you can feel that when you're walking and particularly running. Okay, what might help with that would be to stretch your ankles and feet, just like that rolling of the ball does. You want to move a heel-toe kind of action. And again, that exercise is there listed on the FOG, and you actually see it's just a back and forward movement, but you do it regularly when you get up in the morning so that it serves your body, your legs, through the day. Okay, and it may easily help to avoid any of those kind of pains that come up from the Achilles tendons kind of area. Okay, taking care of your feet is number one, because you can't do your work if your feet are hurting. Okay, be aware of the sodium that you take in also, because too much sodium, salty foods, okay, can cause your feet to swell and make your feet hurt. Okay, I can't tell you how many pairs of shoes I invested in thinking I had some problems with the shoes, that they weren't good for me, only to learn that it was that I was eating foods that were too salty. And if at that time I had that occurrence, I had had a food journal, and writing it down, I'd note that I had eaten potato chips in a big way, and I had a lot of tuna fish to go along with that, okay, and maybe some cold cuts that had the extra sodium. And if I wrote it down, I would have known that those foods were seriously contributing to the pain I was experiencing in my feet. Not everyone experiences pain in their feet, so you want to be sure that you understand what you're eating. That's the benefit of what the program is today in the Coco Ladies Wellness Corner. Okay. So we want to look over, here's a common question that people ask me, is I see the label and it identifies the food in terms of grams. Okay, and I don't know what that means. How do I go by the serving size, which says I should have 6 ounces of protein in the course of a day, when I go look at the label on the packaging, it clearly says grams. What should I be looking for? Okay, in order to identify the correct quantity of the protein for that day. Okay, so I'll just give you a little rule of thumb on this one to help assist you on reading that label. Okay, for women, the recommended daily allowances are in protein, as in meat and fish, 6 ounces daily. That's about 2 servings. Okay, and with that being said, the 6 ounces equals 170 grams. So if you're going to aim at 2 servings, you're looking at approximately 80 grams on the packaging when you're looking for the protein, okay, in reading that label. Now, if you're a man, you're looking in terms of basically 7 ounces. So that's approximately, let me see, about 227 grams. Could be wrong on that one in figuring this one out. It's actually supposed to be 8 ounces in order to equal, I think it's a little less than 227 grams. But if you break that down per serving for two meals a day, that would be 114 grams that you're looking for in the packaging. Okay, and just reading it as a quick rule of thumb. Okay? So just keep that in mind as you're shopping and looking for the foods that you want to get. See, you want to have a small enough container, too, as a guided net weight loss. Okay, so that you're not going to put all of your food on a humongous plate and start filling it up and expect you're going to get results for weight loss. So if you start with a smaller plate, okay, understanding most servings are only 4 ounces in terms of the carbohydrates. Okay, you can eat as many as you want of vegetables, because that's a great thing. Those vegetables really help flush and clear internally. So you want to have as many vegetables as possible. And fruits, but again, watch the sugar, because those fruits high in sugar will add up at the end of the day. And you don't want to have a whole lot of sugar that turns to glucose and then turns to fat. Okay, so you want to be able to get the exercise going, add the fresh water, and feel healthy about your day. Are you breathing? Are you breathing well? Okay, if you have things like kidney problems, you want to avoid high sodium. You want to avoid phosphorus, potassium. I mean, you need some in your diet, of course, but you don't want to overload in that. And just to mention that potassium will help balance your body's pH and fluids. Okay, and normal muscle growth and brain functions and like that. And normally for adults, it's 4,700 milligrams daily. Okay, kidney disease, diabetes, or other conditions can be affected by that. And some of the foods that you're looking for that contain the potassium, okay, we're talking about beets, baked or sweet potato, lima beans, non-fat yogurt, halibut, bananas. Okay. Let me just check this one moment. Okay, so you just want to be careful, cautious of the phosphorus and the potassium and not having too much in your body. Okay, like in the phosphorus foods that you should stay away from, things like beer and ale, chocolate drinks, colas, cheese, cottage cheese, and some of the bean family. Okay. I mentioned that earlier, potassium. These are foods just to be careful of with the foods that I did name. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Imagine yourself floating on a large puffy cloud, relaxing your body, relaxing your mind. Relax. Imagining yourself you're on a large puffy cloud. Visualize it. Put yourself there. Enjoy the calmness of it. Breathing evenly and deeply. Your body within, from the top of your head, moving downward, moving down through the third eye and down through the throat, breathing evenly and deeply, sending positive messages, cleansing and healing internally for self, moving the energy downward, downward through the heart and chest, positive messages, self-love and healing. Breathe evenly and deeply. Moving downward. The abdominal area. What do you feel? Is everything calm and relaxed? Allowing yourself to relax? Causing yourself to relax, moving downward to the lower regenerative organ area, moving downward, the lower back, coccyx, moving down to the hips, knees, ankles, and feet, breathing evenly and deeply. Allowing yourself to relax. Causing yourself to relax. Relaxing for self-healing. Connecting to Mother Earth. Feeling grounded and relax, moving upward, upward, relax at your knees, releasing those muscles, releasing any tightness Breathe evenly and deeply, moving upward, upward to the hip. Moving upward like a sphere of energy, healing within, moving around, relaxing and healing, as if there were a golden light within. Breathe evenly and deeply, healing for motivation, healing for rejuvenation, healing for self-love. Breathe evenly and deeply, moving up with heart and chest, moving upward, throat, third eye, deep breaths, moving up to the crown chakra, allowing your body to feel totally at ease, totally relaxed, in tune and aware. As you reach out to the universe and the beautiful, wonderful stars, feeling at ease and comfortable, personal time and space. Breathe evenly and deeply as a special place for you and me and all of those that we care for. Breathe evenly and deeply, relaxing the body, relaxing the mind. Totally relax as we bring our awareness back to the present, coming back to the crown chakra, back to our internal awareness for self-healing and nurturing. As we wiggle our fingers and wiggle our toes. All right, this is the Cocoa Lady getting ready to tune back out into the galaxy. Until next time, I'll be back next Sunday, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I look forward to you joining me, and feel free to call in or send your messages to afrochifitness@aol.com if you have any questions about the program. Thank you so much. One love.